CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Professor Richard Epstein is here. We're speaking of the historical facts about immigration dating back to pre-city Europe and then city Europe, the city-states, in particular Rome. And then we come all the way to the 20th century and the immigration from Europe, which made America a superpower. Certainly, Richard and I are products of that immigration. We wouldn't now be discussing the problem if the immigration had not been possible. But let us come to a subset of all this. Since the Obama administration and through the Trump administration and now into the Biden administration, it's been an open debate. It's called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. Richard, I've lost count, but certainly that is a compelling political argument for bending the rules of immigration. Can it be done?
Sure, it can be done, and the question is how it ought to be done. The sensible solution is, look, these people are prime candidates for the folks whom you want to admit into the United States. They've been here a long time. They speak the English language very well. They've had gone to university. They serve with distinction in the military. There's very little reason to want to have a wholesale removal of these people by way of deportation from the country, even if they arrived illegally. The issue is, how do you do it? You cannot, under the current law, do it through unilateral presidential action. That was the mistake that President Obama made. What you needed to do is to get a deal. And here's where everything started to go wrong. On the Republican side, Trump was saying, well, if you want to let the DACA people in, give me some help on the wall. I don't like that linkage. On the Democratic side, what happened is that, well, we not only allow them to stay here, but we give them an automatic path to citizenship. Well, I think that the correct way to do this is to first allow them to stay and then try to handle the citizenship question later. It's a very tricky question as to how you make people citizens and when and why. Right now, we have some very hard requirements that if you're lucky enough to win the lottery and to become not only a legal immigrant but somebody eligible for citizenship, you have to go back home and fly here again. Kind of a little bit strange. And I'm not exactly sure how that thing ought to be done. But I do believe that what you do is you first stabilize the situation, and then you work conscientiously to get this problem solved. And then on an independent track, you have to figure out what to do with the border controls. I'm certainly no expert on walls. I don't know whether they always work or whether they don't work. I certainly know that there are many ways to get into the country that beats the wall, and so you have to be careful. On the other hand, if you look at the situation in Israel, where there's that wall which runs down large parts of the country near Jerusalem, the wall seems to have worked because they know how to manage and to guard it protectively. So I'm perfectly open on these kinds of issues because I don't have the sort of technical expertise to figure out the way they go. But I do know that the way to kill a piece of legislation that makes sense is essentially to link it to something that doesn't belong to be tied to. So I hope that this thing gets done quickly. But my fear is that the Democrats are going to overreach and that the Republicans are going to be unduly balkly. And so what you do is you get neither side that's starting to migrate towards the middle. This problem is just kind of festering at this particular point in time. And it's really not very fair to a bunch of very honest and hardworking people that they have this kind of uncertainty hanging over their heads. So, I mean, immigration is just an extremely unhappy problem, John. I've never met anybody who studied it carefully who really thinks that they have an answer which will be able to split the Gordian knot and make sure that all the right people stay and all the wrong people are kept out. It's just too massive a problem, and it's only getting bigger. And part of the reason why it gets bigger is that there's too much efforts to try and soften the issue of exclusion. That is, you know, there's the terminology issue. The statutes all refer to illegal aliens. And yet people start talking now about undocumented aliens. Well, why do you use that term? Because if somebody could be undocumented and legal, but somebody cannot be legal and illegal. So it's an effort to use language in order to improve the lot of those people who've come into the country illegally. And as that number starts to increase, you see the problem with the border that you have today.
And the logic of DACA originally was that these were children who were brought in by their parents who had no knowledge of their status and have grown up here and only known here. Isn't that happening now with the hundreds of thousands who have crossed into the United States, the unaccompanied children? All those children are future
DACA. It's certainly
DACA.
Going to happen. It's a complete nightmare. Because, I mean, it's just a tragedy. And these kids are perfectly innocent. Their parents have abandoned them in many cases. We don't even know how we could send them home if we knew where their home was. So what they do is you now have this terrible task of trying to handle this. It doesn't do anybody any good, I think, to have this situation. The United States cannot literally be a welfare agency for the rest of the world. It's just too much of a burden. And so, again, it's back to the old position. You try to take care of the people who are here, but you try to be fairly determined to make sure that more don't come across the border. There are many tragedies in this world. You know, if you look at situations in Guatemala and Honduras, these places are really dreadful. And so what the United States ought to do is to try to nip the problem at the bud by trying to influence things in these countries, but we seem to be completely unsuccessful at doing that. I mean, I regard immigration as an unfolding tragedy for which there is no obvious solution that will leave everybody happy. I think what I've suggested, what Tim Kaine has suggested, is the best of a series of very unattractive alternatives. But what you cannot do is remain a nation if you decide that you want to have open borders. You can certainly have a generous immigration policy, but you have to control the admissions flow. You cannot simply let other people determine that for you and call yourself a nation.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, a senior fellow, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. And again, Tim Kaine's book is entitled The Immigrant Superpower. I look forward to speaking with Tim in future. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.